Paganism was the first power to resist God and his people noted in history. And there came a time period in 508 where the pagan countries of Rome began a work to remove the three horns of Daniel in order for the papacy to begin its 1260-year time period. Paganism took a secondary role at that time to papalism. But paganism continued on, and one branch of paganism was identified as the Knights of the Templar, and the Knights of the Templar, being a very wealthy and powerful branch of paganism, were exposed and driven underground by the King of France and by the Pope of Rome. And as we trace what happened to the Knights of the Templar and how they resurfaced again in Europe and what they did when they resurfaced, history tells us that what they did was introduce the philosophy and the finances necessary to bring about the French Revolution, thus retaliating against the King of France, even though it's several hundred years later, who had driven them underground. And history attests as well, as after the French Revolution, Napoleon took control of France. And Napoleon did what, among other things? He sent his general to the Vatican and took the Pope captive, thus delivering the deadly wound, thus carrying out the will and mandate of the people that had placed Napoleon in his position of power, as they not only retaliated against the King of France, but they retaliated against the Pope of Rome, the two power players that had driven them underground. And we must recognize this history for what it is. And since the deadly wound was delivered in 1798, this power associated with Masonry, as we know it today, and other names before that time, has continued on. We have a magazine that we carry to go along with this presentation when we do this presentation live. And this magazine is produced by the John Birch Society, and I am not a member of the John Birch Society, and I do not endorse every position of the John Birch Society. And there's particularly one article in here that's written by a Catholic priest, where the point of this Catholic priest article is that those people that identify a role of world dominance for the papacy at the end of the world are ridiculous and have no reason to come to that conclusion. That article shouldn't be in here. But this magazine, which you can write to us or call to us and get a copy of this, does an excellent job of documenting how this